Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Saturday, it's going to be 80. Louisa Chu is our friend at the Chicago Tribune. She's a food critic. How are you today, Louisa?
I'm great, Lisa. Thank you so much.
So Saturday, everybody is going to be looking for a spot to dine outside. Are any Chicago restaurants open and ready to, you know, put the tables out on the sidewalk?
Oh, for sure. If anything, we've learned that Chicago restaurants and in the suburbs can turn on a dime. I mean, they can make changes as soon and as it's necessary. So absolutely, they're ready. And they've been open. I mean, you know, we actually just had our Reader's Choice Awards last week. And our readers named a couple of their favorite patios, the best patios. One, which has been open, you know, with heaters, has been Piccolo Sogno, the Italian restaurant with, like, the dreamy little covered tented patio that's in the Fulton Market District area, West River. And that also, the first runner-up was ABBA, that's in the West Loop, and they've got a beautiful rooftop retractable. So that's gorgeous. So for sure, they've been, you know, they've been going on for a while now.
Is ABBA pretty new? I've seen ABBA pop up. I don't know much about it.
Yeah, so they've actually been open for a few years now. It is a Mediterranean-style restaurant, and it's absolutely stunning. It made my list for one of the best hummus dishes, which, you know, of course, they top with, like, this beautiful roasted beef brisket. And
they put brisket on top of hummus?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
A new American style, yeah.
And Louisa Chu, I always tell her, I go, you got the perfect name to be a food critic. What else would you suggest, like, even in the burbs on Saturday when it's gorgeous and you're just like, I want to get outside, I want to have a cocktail, I want to have something fabulous to eat?
Yeah, well, you know, I have to say maybe you can BYOB carefully, depending. I always like to say one of the most sort of hidden secret spots in the suburbs is Superdog in Wheeling. You know, everybody knows the Superdog drive-in with the car hops that still work in all weather, you know, in Chicago on Devon. They've also got that spot up in Wheeling, and it is stunning. The back of it overlooks the forest preserve, and it's so beautiful. And it's like this hidden little oasis and a nice drive up Milwaukee Avenue, and just absolutely gorgeous. But Saturday is a big day because it's the farmer's market. I mean, I know Earth Day, we were talking about that. And so one of the big things, I know we're talking about restaurants, but like kind of one of the, you know, the great growing grounds for chefs in the Chicago area is at Green City Market with vendors. So sometimes they just stay vendors, but sometimes you have a chef like Jonathan Zaragoza, whose family owns Birria Zaragoza on the southwest side. He's actually working with Molino, which does heirloom tortillas, and they're doing these beautiful, oh my gosh, my mouth is watering thinking about it, vegetarian Mexican-inspired dishes. And so, yeah, I can't imagine a more gorgeous setting, especially since we're thinking about Earth Day, than Green City Market Saturdays in Lincoln Park. And they just opened a month early this year. So, you know, jump on that.
Yeah, I'm surprised. When you said that, I thought, what? They're open?
Yeah.
That's really exciting. Mm-hmm. And thanks for throwing in the Superdog, because what a great place to eat economically with your kids and to sit outside and, you know, just enjoy the sunshine on Saturday.
Completely. And there's lots of places you can go around, you know, if you have a designated driver or walker, if you're in the neighborhood, you know, for a nice cocktail on a patio over there, too. But yeah, a family fun place.
Perfect. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Lisa.